This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live from Globe Life Field. The gates are open as people are getting ready for Rangers Diamondbacks 135 first pitch. 1 o'clock pregame right here on 105 Through the Fan. But right now, brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers, Ford is the best in Texas. It is our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir. Good afternoon, I guess.
I recognize that voice.
Yes, I have returned. I have returned. Hey, what did I miss? I heard the preseason game went great.
It went like all the rest of the first preseason games they play every year, right?
Yeah, that is true. Are you? I guess at this point, I should never be surprised by anything that happens really in any fan base, but were you surprised at all when you heard or if you saw people were like, I'm done with this team now because of the preseason game? Like, that feels odd to me.
Well, I think that's your guys' responsibility to point out that they didn't play anybody that would be a starter in a game on September 4th.
Right.
And that they were looking for how they're going to fill out probably the last 15 or 20 spots on a 53-man roster.
Yeah, no, that's definitely what they were trying to do there, Kevin. Hey, Mickey, practice rolling yesterday. George Pickens, what are we dealing with here? What kind of player do we have on our hands right now?
You got two number one receivers.
That's great. I mean,
don't sit there and go, okay, he's number one, he's number two. I think you got, and this has never happened in the Cowboys' history. You got two Pro Bowl type receivers from what I see from Pickens in these 3.5 weeks here in training camp. His catch race radius is amazing, and it almost means he's always open because no matter where the ball's thrown, he has this innate ability to go up and get it. And I'll tell you what, I was standing right there when that play went down, and Deron Bland couldn't have covered it any better.
Wow.
The pass was a little bit high, but because it was high, he was able to go up and get it over Bland. He does it daily. He's amazing. And no one here can cover CD, so I don't know if that's, you know, doesn't speak well to the Cowboys' secondary.
I think that's all on CD. I'll give CD a lot of credit on that.
He's another guy. He's always open. You know, I don't know how it happens. And so you've got two top-notch receivers that even if they go just too wide, these guys have the ability to get open. So, yeah, that's what you got with Lamb and Pickens.
Okay, I might. This question, Mickey, might just be me trying to calm myself down. But a couple of years ago, and I know there are different types of receivers, I saw the training camp connection between Dak and Brandon Cooks, and I thought he was going to go wild on the NFL. Well, I know you were just kind of breaking it down, but is there anything else that you see that's different with Pickens as opposed to, like, Cooks? Because I kid you not, when I came back from training camp 2 years ago, I was like, you watch out. Dak Prescott, Brandon Cooks is going to tear this league up.
Well, we can start with I'm trying to remind myself, Pickens is 6'3".
Yeah.
All right, so we can start right there. And I don't know if you meant last year with Brandon Cooks.
No, it was 2 years ago.
Wasn't there, or was it 2 years?
Yeah.
Last year,
he had a great training camp until he had the knee problem.
Yeah.
And he got into the season.
Yeah.
And he tried to play through it, and it just didn't. But if you think about 2 years ago, when they got to the second half of the season, Brandon Cooks was really, really good. It took him a while and Dak a while to kind of figure things out. And they were relying on CD so much that year that they almost ignored Brandon Cooks. But last year in training camp when Lamb wasn't here, Brandon Cooks was the guy until he got hurt. And then he missed all those games. So, this is no exaggeration. This has been going on since the day he walked in the building. And I think you'll be pleasantly surprised on just how good he is. And the two of them have a connection now that doesn't matter who gets the ball, they're celebrating each other the entire time. So I think they got something special brewing here.
Can you elaborate also? Everybody's kind of.
The question he really wants to ask you is, who on this team would you call Mr. Fahrenheit? Because I was just singing that
no.
and trying to distract Corey.
Everybody's kind of. Okay, yeah, I know that George Pickens has this ability, but just wait. You know, that's what they keep throwing, though. Just wait. He's going to have his moment. This dude seems like he is just completely in on what Schottenheimer's selling, what CD's all about. He seems like he really is playing a good role on this team right now.
Yeah, I think he's fit in famously. Think about it. This has got to be the best quarterback he's ever played with, right?
True.
Right.
It's the best wide receiver he's ever played with.
Sure.
So he has, and let's throw in, he's in the last year of his contract.
He has
a lot of personal reasons for this season to go really well, too.
Right, right. And you know, maybe he's an emotional guy. I get it.
Me too.
I think you've got to figure out how to handle it. I think the coaches, Schottenheimer and Junior Adams, have handled it really well with him. And
good.
I think he likes it here. I don't know what he liked or didn't like in Pittsburgh. I've got no idea. But I think what you have to do is judge for yourself on what you see, not what you heard. And so far, that's kind of how the Cowboys have handled this. They're judging him for what they see, not what maybe his reputation was. And a couple of things he got in trouble with there was, you know, excessive celebrations after touchdowns.
He's too happy. He's just too excited.
At least it was touchdowns, right?
So, true.
I think we just have to let it play out before we go, okay, we're waiting, you know, got one foot on the ledge here before you jump.
Is that the way I'm kind of curious, the parallel here, is that the way you treat people in your personal and professional life, is try to ignore, like, maybe all the stuff you've heard people say about some person, and you're like, you know what, I'm going to go off my one-on-one or, like, face-to-face interactions instead?
You know, I learned a little bit about that when the Cowboys drafted Dez Bryant.
Uh-huh.
I knew his history, right? I thought I did. You know, the stuff that happened at Oklahoma State, things people said about him. And then when I got to know him, and like the first time Bill Jones and I did a interview with them after the draft, and we're on set taping a TV show. If he would have called me sir one more time, I think I was going to slap him, right?
Oh, my gosh. That wouldn't help.
I don't want to be called sir.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But that was him, right? And then I dug into, and I got to know a couple people from, you know, where he grew up, where he went to high school. And I got to know his background. And I was saying, you know what? It's amazing this guy is where he is, what he had to go through to get to the NFL. And I remember Michael Irvin telling me, he said, you know what? Most guys that grew up like Dez Bryant, at this point in their life, they're either in jail or dead. And he said, and he should be applauded for getting himself here to be able to play in the NFL. And when you looked into his background, it's like, okay, I understand now maybe some of his childish actions that occurred, but there was reasons for him. He didn't grow up like the rest of us did, or many of us, I should say, did. So, yeah, I get reminded of that all the time when somebody comes in. Now, Charles Haley came in with a history, right? Most of it was pretty accurate, right?
But right.
He was a hell of a football player. So you kind of put up with stuff. But Jimmy had to, that first year, they played the game in Denver, and he didn't like what he saw from Haley in the first half. And my understanding was, in the locker room at halftime, he dragged Haley into the bathroom and basically read him the riot act. And, you know, Haley came back out, settled down, and played a hell of a second half. So there's different ways to treat people, and I think you got to give them a chance under your own eyes, not somebody else's.
Should I be excited about Tyler Guyton just being in the walkthroughs? I know a walkthrough is like literally what it sounds like in a walkthrough, and there's still no recovery timeline for his recovery, but it feels like an encouraging first step. Or am I being like too optimistic about that?
Yeah, I would maybe tap the brakes on that. I mean,
okay,
what are you optimistic for? That he's going to be ready for the first game?
You know that's what it is, Mick.
Well, then I think you better tap the brakes.
Cause
they said 4 to 6 weeks, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there's four, and, you know, we were at the end of, I think, July at that time.
Right.
So 4 weeks in August, all right? And then, and that's to recover, because normally when you have a bone fracture or a break, it takes 6 weeks for the bone to heal. Now, maybe it was a minor fracture. I don't know the extent of it. But then you've got to ramp the guy up for a week or two,
yeah,
before he's probably ready to put the pads on. You know,
I get you.
The same thing's going to happen with Micah Parsons. Where whenever he signs or gives in, one of the two, he's going to need a week or two to get ready. He's not going to just instantly put the. Now he might think he can do it, and I'm sure he does. But look how long it's taken Trayvon Diggs now to not only get a rehab his surgery, but to now get in good enough condition to be able to go out there and play in a game. I think at this time Nate Thomas probably starts the first game for the Cowboys at left tackle, and then we'll see where it goes from there. I don't have any medical evidence of that, or no one's
right.
Told me that. It's just kind of judging from history on how they treat some of these injuries when guys are trying to return. Because the last thing, the trainers want is to send a guy out on the field, and then one game later, he's back with them, right? Because he re-injured something else. So the walkthrough is a walkthrough, right? They stand there, basically.
Sure.
It's a stand-through.
I'll concede that. Yeah.
So, I'll just kind of calm things down. Until you see him get into a practice, then you can get excited, I think.
All right, Kevin, that's when you can get excited, okay?
All right.
Till then, you keep it settled.
Thanks
down.
A lot, Captain Killjoy.
Mickey, I think Mozzie's going to be a topic until forever, and I'm kind of curious on when he was talking about what's expected, because I was very critical of him right after that game, and he basically said everything that I said and what he needs to do, and I'm just kind of curious on, okay, you said it now. When are you going to do it?
Yeah, I think they're being patient with him, trying to bring him along. But if you think about it, how many snaps do you think he got in the game?
15?
14. You're right on the button.
Okay. Oh. Right. Yeah.
So 14 snaps. Sometimes what that position needs is you got to hold down the fort, right?
Yeah,
you're not
for
sure. Make a bunch of plays, but you want your linebackers to be able to come free and make plays behind you.
Yeah, now, for sure.
And I heard a lot of people say, "Wow, he was getting double teamed." Well, that's what happens at that position.
Sure.
And you just kind of got to hold down the fort. But I was glad he pointed out that he wanted more out of himself.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be great, right? Make a tackle or two, create disruption in the backfield for somebody else to make a tackle for a loss. And I think he needs to be that active. And now I'm not giving him a break because I've been hard on him. But he's on his third defensive coordinator in three years.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
and it seems like the style of defense is, oh, we're going to rush up the field. Oh, we're going to hold our ground. Oh, we're going to rush up the field. And so let's just see. You know, he did something at Michigan. I'm not sure, what it was or how it was, but there's something there. They just got to get it out of him. Maybe I should toss my phone over to Matt Eberflus because he just walked by.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
anytime
I'll
he wants to hop on.
If he liked what I said or not.
Yeah, yeah. I would love a point counterpoint.
Mickey said this, and here's what I think now.
And he's like, here's why I disagree or agree with that. Thank you very much, good sir. We will catch up with you again tomorrow.
I'll be here briefly, and then we're on our way home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's exciting. This is an exciting time.
Oh, man, I forgot
to
ask you. Okay.
100 degrees.
I'm sorry, I have one more question then. Can you tell us about, I think it was Brad Cham who posted this, do you guys have a sunset ritual when training camp is ending and you take a look at the sunset together and stuff?
Our ritual is always to go to Neptune's Nets. It's on the PCH heading towards Malibu. The old guys that used to cover this team, I guess I fit into that now, they used to, on the day off after the first preseason game, they would go to the beach, and then they would go to Neptune's for dinner. And it's a great place. It's right on the PCH.
Yeah, it is.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit Men's T Clinic. Clinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Right across the street, and every year we at least try to go there once. Carry on the tradition that's been going here in training camp for my 40 years. So that's what we were driving home last night, and that was the sunset that he posted, I believe, wherever he posted it. Yeah, it was magnificent.
That is delightful. Thank you very much for sharing that story, and we will find a time to catch up with you tomorrow.
I'll be here. See ya.
There you go. Mickey Spagnola right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're the KNC Masterpiece. Coming up next, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Where will I be this weekend? You need to come with me. Next on The Fan.
Okay. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where I believe Alec thought we were not ready live at Globe Life Field because I said that's a badass flute solo. Alec, can you confirm if you thought I was not prepared because I was talking about California Dreamin'?
No, I thought it was because Corey was talking about piccolos, and that threw me off for a loop because I know that piccolos could easily turn me into a different conversation too. So I was like, let me see if these guys are ready to roll here.
And with that in mind, I suppose that we are. It's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. I really appreciate that. It's fun to be able to say that in that order, too, because I think it's been like 2-3 weeks since I've been able to do this.
Did you tell Fred you appreciated him?
We didn't get to that, you know, because there were a shoddy presser almost every day.
That's right.
So I had
to squeeze
this in today. Guys, a couple of housekeeping things. All right,
okay.
Friday, you and me, Taco Bueno, 7940. That's going to be in
North
Dallas.
Central Expressway.
That's going to be in Dallas, so you're going to want to come by and have a Friday football feast with us. On Saturday, I'm hosting an FC Dallas watch party. I want you to join me with Michelob Ultra Saturday. Yeah, from 5 to 8 p.m. for the 105.3 The Fan FC Dallas watch party at the Derbyshire. All right? Derbyshire, located at 6142 Frisco Square. You got your shot to win your own FC Dallas jersey on site. You can get more info at 105.3thefan.com. So come on out to the Derbyshire with me, and we'll have an FC Dallas watch party as we get prepared for that. By the way, FC Dallas guests will be tomorrow at 1:30. So
okay.
We're looking forward to
that. I believe they like to call it a kit.
Okay, that sounds good. Is the kit not the whole thing? Like, wouldn't the kit be the shorts and the shirt?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
So
you're not giving away the shorts.
Is it just the top? No, I'm not giving away the shorts.
Okay, let me ask you something real quick.
We need to ask him.
Hold on just a damn minute.
877-881-1053. If you know soccer, let us know. What's the top called?
Why is it considered weird if you gave away, like, the shorts or the pants, but it's not weird that we give away the shirt?
Okay.
Like, nobody thinks it's weird that you're wearing, like, a jersey. But if you saw someone wearing, like, baseball pants to
a game,
awkward. You would think that person was weird.
I've seen people in pants before.
No, baseball pants.
No, that's what I'm saying. I've seen people in baseball pants before. And, you know, my first thought is they must be the manager of the team, you know, because they dress like the players. Second thought is they're waiting. They're hoping for the moment.
Okay.
When the foul ball gets hit to them or the home run from the other team and they throw it back and then the coach goes, not throw it back like you're thinking, but they throw it back out onto the field. Alec knows. And the coach goes, sign that guy to a contract right now. I need him to play right field for me.
And see, here's the thing.
Henry Rowan Gardner.
For the first time in the history of ever, I have the soccer high ground because I visited the Heidenheim Stadium.
Ooh.
And Heidenheim is in the Premier League of the Bundesliga.
Okay, look at
you. So I'm just saying, they had their U19 playing off on like some side bootleg field.
Would you if you showed up to the match though, would you show up with the shorts on and no shirt, no top, or would you be like, you know what?
No.
Okay, all right.
But that's just me.
Gotcha.
Because I'm not an enthusiast of shorts.
Gotcha.
So probably not.
All right, Kevin, I know you've been tracking this a lot.
Right.
And the top 100 list is continuing to roll through.
Yeah.
You have some updates for us as we roll into the C block here. We have some updates for – we have some two new candidates that are Dallas Cowboys in the top 100.
Yeah, so they've started to switch it up just a little bit. You get 40 through 35. So you got Roquan Smith at 40, Stroud 39, Nick Benito at 38. And that's a name right there. That, like, if you're not, I'm probably the same with Roquan Smith. If you're not, like, really a football fan, you're just, like, a casual.
Who is Nick Benito?
Yeah, you might not know.
Roquan Smith was kind of a household name. Remember, everybody was like, oh, he's going to save the Cowboys if we can draft him. And I was like, I don't think he's going to be your savior, but
he's been pretty
darn
good.
He has been very good.
Travis Kelce is at 37. But here's what I thought was fascinating. Back to back. Micah Parsons at 36 and CeeDee Lamb at 35.
Okay.
So, first of all,
interesting that they're back to back.
Yeah, and I think it's just newsworthy. But also, is there any part of you that believes that's where they're slotted in the league? Or are you just talking about whether CeeDee Lamb was missing Dak Prescott or Micah Parsons was missing some games, but thank goodness he didn't get hit by a car? And that's a callback to a training camp presser that was just ridiculous. But is there any part of you that thinks that's where they're actually slotted in the league?
I have to see the rest of the top 34 to kind of really look at that. But that makes a little bit of sense. I feel like CeeDee Lamb should be higher. But if they're saying that he's the third receiver and that there's Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase are the top two, because I don't think we've seen Puka yet. I'm not sure about that. So and I'm kind of curious on a couple of other names. But I think that Micah Parsons is there. I think CeeDee Lamb should be a little bit higher. Now, a lot of people think a lot of Micah Parsons. I have a lot of questions about his run defense, and that's still a problem for me because they know they can run at him. When it comes to getting after the quarterback, I know he puts pressure on him. Quarterbacks are thinking about him constantly.
Okay, can we have a quick side topic that I know people have heard variations of before? If that's the case, why are the Cowboys busting their ass to get this deal done?
They aren't. Why aren't they?
No, yeah. Why are they?
I don't feel like they are. I feel like it's kind of – I feel like the deal – dude, I'm always a skeptic, all right?
Yeah.
I think the deal's done. They're just waiting for a certain amount of time and a certain timing, if you will. I really believed the idea that they would have it done before Jerry's documentary comes out, but that doesn't seem to be the case. And here's another thing, Kevin. Whenever Jerry was on the red carpet for his thing, he said something that he has said on our show. He said, when things get slow, I like to stir it up so that I can get us attention.
Yeah.
And this thing is going to continue to get attention. Dude, I know you were in Germany when it happened. That was a nuke bomb whenever Michael was like, trade.
The trade request?
Oh, yeah. It was right at the end of our show. It changed everything for everybody.
Okay.
Here.
I went on to Twitter and the Odyssey app to find out what was going on because I got multiple texts because we like when y'all finish a show at 2 o'clock, we were just finishing baseball camp at 9 and it's 7 hours ahead. And everyone was texting me, was like, can you believe this? And I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Like, if it's not about Germany baseball or Jesus in that moment. I had no idea. So I learned about it from text and then went to you guys talking about it. And I was just like, what?
Yeah, it was a fascinating moment. And then there was you start asking the questions of, is this legit? Is this legitimate? Is this just part of the negotiation part of it? So you're saying if he's not that good at the run defense part, I think the Cowboys know what he is good at, and they're willing to pay him that amount of money because he's a star. They've made him a star partially because he's a Cowboy.
Sure.
But also, he does something that is a unique skill set on the field, and that is he's a war daddy kind of pass rusher guy, and that's what Jerry's been looking for. He has the attention of a lot of people with his – I mean, is he the ambassador of entertainment and content creation
Bleacher Report?
He's a unique personality. I think that's one of the reasons they like Micah. They like to pay their own. They don't want to go hunt down a guy like that and pay him even more money because they're like, why would we do that when we already have a guy that's similar to that here? Even if he's not the guy that changes everything, he changes things on the field because quarterbacks have to think about him. Offensive coordinators have to consider where he is at all times. That is an actual thing, and that's something that the Cowboys feel that they need. They want to pay. They're willing to pay. So that's a reality.
I just thought where they ended up on the list was interesting for a couple different reasons. So 36, Micah, 35, CeeDee Lamb.
All right, good to know there. They can work their way up this year. They definitely can.
If they don't, this team is screwed, right?
Oh my gosh, yes. I mean, you don't have a top 25 player on the roster. Like that's a big problem. Because you're already looking at your depth chart, Kevin, and Dak Prescott, your quarterback, probably isn't your number one player. Probably isn't your number two player.
I agree.
Might be your fifth best player on this team.
Would you put Tyler ahead of him?
Probably.
Like, we're talking
so.
About like position by position.
Yeah, and when you start to kind of consider that, most teams probably have quarterback first, or at least in the top two of what their team is. So that's a massive situation that you're dealing with there, especially if your guys are that low in the conversation. The new Netflix documentary is going to be coming out pretty soon. I'm with Sean when it comes to this documentary. I'm one of those that I think you're going to get a lot of old stuff. What we're actually starting to see already is some things that are, it's a lot of coverage of the old school Cowboys.
This is what I was worried about going back to several months ago. And Jerry said, we've spent 2 years with Netflix on this project. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, no.
They're getting history.
Yeah. And so that's what I'm afraid of is, like, I really like The Last Dance. Because I'm not like a diehard like Scottie Pippen fan or whatever. And so Michael Jordan having at least somewhat, if not all, editorial control didn't bother me.
But you also got to see stories. I don't remember all of those stories.
Sure.
I know all the Cowboys stories.
And so that's what I'm afraid of. You're right. I didn't know those Bulls stories. I know most of these Cowboys stories. And if Jerry has editorial control in any way... Ugh.
Sorry, Adrian just texted me and said she just had a crazy experience and had to call 911 for a neighbor. So hopefully she saved somebody's life. Speaking of that, Jerry Jones did say he had stage 4 melanoma in 2010. Stage 4 cancer that spread through the organs, melanoma. That
stage 4 is horrible. Yeah.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Brain, lungs, liver. He said PD-1 therapy. He said, I went to trials for the PD-1, and it has been one of the great medicines. So he said that saved his life. I have no clue, like, beyond this. I want to know more about it. But that is... that is quite fascinating, and you know, obviously he's got a lot of opportunities to be able to get the best of medical care whenever those things arise. But he said at the end, he said, "I now have no tumors," and that's nice to hear. It's probably a nice feeling too whenever you've kind of cleared that hurdle and you can do what you do.
I mean, and look, you and I, we have a mutual friend who unfortunately passed away in the last year. They had stage 4 cancer, and it's not a death sentence,
no,
but it can feel like it is, and that is remarkable that he was able to recover from that. You know, we even talked about this on air. Sometimes we would talk with Jerry, and he would hear, like, beeps in the background, and we would wonder, like, if he was at a doctor's office or something. And that feeds into just my fascination about, like, was he going through this while we were doing
good
some
question.
Of the interviews? I have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, there was also that one time he had to knock on his window and tell everybody to shut up because he was in the middle of an interview.
I love that moment because we broke down for him what we thought just happened, and he was like, that is very astute. That is exactly what just happened.
Kevin, Swiss Superhuman Alert is on the way right now. Noam Yaron, okay? He is 20 hours into an insane 180-kilometer swim from Calvi, France to Monaco, all right,
okay,
to smash the world record for the longest continuous wetsuit swim. And I think we all want to know more about wetsuit swims.
That just means that they're not just out there, like, free swimming it. I almost said something else, but that felt not right to say.
Well, I appreciate you you thinking about that for a second. But here's the thing. I think that's amazing. He's trying to swim 112 miles is what he's trying to do continuously. But evidently, he is battling 5 days and nights nonstop and hypnotizing himself to sleep while swimming. So
what?
He's using some sort of hypnosis that allows his body to continue doing the function of swimming while also sleep. It's like getting the rest that your brain needs when you go to sleep while also physically continuing to go. I have no clue how this works, but I want to know more about it. I know he's in the process of it right now. I can't wait till it's all done. I'm going to watch a documentary on a dude that hypnotized himself to sleep while also swimming.
If I could hypnotize myself to do sit-ups when I was asleep, that'd be...
like Rex Burkhead, whenever he was in the middle of the night doing sit-ups.
That would be super duper helpful. That's amazing.
Yeah,
to me.
That is pretty wild. So that's one of the stories. And then Kevin, I didn't get to do this yesterday, but I need you to be here for this moment.
Okay.
AOL is officially shutting down their dial-up service. Now, you might be asking yourself,
what?
Dial-up service was continuing to go? Yes. After more than 30 years of connecting people to the internet, AOL said, we are hanging it up. They routinely evaluate its product and services and decided to discontinue dial-up, and it will no longer be part of anything September 30th. So, if you're still on dial-up out there, you need to go ahead and say, you know what, it's time to look for something else. Kevin, the U.S. Census Bureau estimated that 163,000 households in the United States were using only dial-up for internet services, representing 1% of the nation's household internet subscriptions.
Well, you've got mail.
I obviously, good call, Alec. Obviously, I want to talk more with them to know about like the benefits of that. But do you remember a time, and you have to be a certain age for this.
You do.
Do you remember a time when it felt like there were three AOL discs in existence for every human on planet Earth?
You just got given one, and you're like, hey, now hand this to the next person.
Yeah, yes. And the first time ever, they were like, you get 500 hours of AOL for free. You were like, thank you. This is the greatest gift I will ever receive. And then you found out, like, if you ever bought a magazine or walked down the street or whatever, like, you could get one of those discs.
Yes.
But it was a genius marketing tool because there were other internets and, like, Netscape and Prodigy. No, I knew AOL was the name brand internet because of the You've Got Mail.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They did an amazing job with that. I'm not saying it was the best by any means, but, like, effective market-wise.
Hey, dude, marketing is always – just look at the Cowboys. Marketing is a huge – even Jimmy Johnson said yesterday, man – dude, I need to go find this. Give me just one second.
Okay.
Because I don't know if we did not get into this at all yesterday, but I want to know if Woolchuck got into this conversation.
From the 903, I can still hear that sound, I swear. Well, Alec did play it if you're thinking you might have some sort of synaptic issue or anything like that.
You got mail.
Yes, I definitely think about that phrase from time to time, exactly in that guy's voice. And from the 901, that was the biggest beatdown of it all, I think. Some people will argue the time it took to connect. Other people will argue the slow downloads. To me, it was almost being there for the download, and we know what you were downloading.
What?
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody picked up the phone, and you're like, no, you just ruined
everything. Why did you get me off the internet? I had not gotten that picture downloaded.
Yes.
And it was, Kevin, a picture of a sunset, I'm going to say. All right, Kevin, yesterday, Woolchuck tweeted out, the biggest takeaway from the Cowboys Netflix premiere is hammering home that the best thing Jerry ever did as owner of the Cowboys was hiring Jimmy Johnson. Without Jimmy, there's no dynasty, and Jerry might not have any Super Bowls and no gold jacket. All right, so that's what Woolchuck tweeted out. A follower then tweeted, Zach, Jimmy wouldn't have been anything without Jerry giving him the job in the first place, which is true. Jerry giving him an unlimited funds to do it as he pleased. And then said, what did Jimmy ever do without Jerry in the NFL? Not very much. Kevin, following that, Jimmy Johnson then quote tweeted and said, playoffs 3 straight years, won 2 playoff games. Miami hasn't won a playoff game in 24 years. And so just dropped the anchor on it real quick and said, see you later. And then followed up with, give Jerry credit. He is a tireless worker, has great passion, and is the finest marketer and businessman I've ever known.
And like, not to get too nostalgic, but you brought it up. So I want to talk about it real quick. I think that Jimmy was the driving force just because he figured out a way to outsmart the draft system.
Yep, he did.
At a time when, specifically at a time when people were like, well, you'd never take the draft pick over this established player.
Right.
I thought Jimmy was smart enough to be like, the hell I wouldn't.
Yeah, he's and like, I got so much talent that I know about in college right now.
And this is how I'm going to play it. So I give him plenty of credit for that. I disagree completely with the idea that either one of them could have done it this way alone. I don't see it that way at all. Because first of all, I don't think Jimmy Johnson would have been in a position with probably any other owner that would be willing to say, trade this guy away.
Be risky.
Exactly. And then I don't think he would find another owner that would say, you're right, we should pass on all the veterans and take the picks. But at the same time, I think that gave Jerry, obviously, a very very, very good head start into what the next few years would look like. I don't know exactly how you want to break down the credit, but anybody who ever says it's 95-5 or 100-0, either way, I cannot express how much I disagree with that.
I'll always just say give both of them 100% of the credit together. You know, and let them ride with that. And I think that both of them, maybe they'll whisper it to somebody else, but I think in public both of them will say, no, they deserve as much credit as I deserve, and we both deserve this together.
And I don't know what the pivot point is. Maybe it's 65-35, but I would be willing if Jimmy was like, I think I deserve 65. I would be willing to listen to that discussion.
I just thought mostly it was awesome that that Jimmy Johnson hopped on one of Zach Wolchuk's tweets. I just like that's a really cool thing. And whenever I told Wolchuk yesterday, I was like, hey, did you see what happened? You should have seen his face light up. It was awesome.
Hey, man, all kinds of virality happening with that show.
it's just the virality show of record.
Man, I like that. That is one thing that we will lose out on is not being the virality show. Of record. All right. Since we're at Globe Life Field, are you okay if we do throw in some Rangers real quick? All right. I want to go to cut number four. Hopefully you guys heard it when it happened with Sean and RJ, but you got Merrill Kelly on the bump today, and man, does this feel like a game the Rangers really, really, really need to win. This. Let's go to Jeff Bannister with Sean and RJ. What are the Rangers getting in Merrill Kelly?
Tremendous human being to start with. You know, we miss him a lot. This is the ultra competitor. You know, you do the backstory on Merrill. You know that this is a guy that was on his way, you know, Arizona State, drafted, on his way to the big leagues. He got sidetracked a little bit in Tampa, wound up in Korea, remade himself as a pitcher, and came back and built himself a terrific major league career at a later stage in his baseball life, if you will. Knows how to pitch, command guy over stuff, but has good stuff. He's not electric fastball, but the mix of pitches is what makes him so dynamic. And he's more of a, like, retro old school pitcher that he can read the barrel. He knows what the hitter's wanting to do off of him. He sees things very well, and he can utilize the command and beat you. You look up at the end of the night and you're going, well, why did we only get 3-4 hits and only 2 runs, right? This guy can do that to you. And I love the guy. We miss him. He was a leader inside our clubhouse. You guys, as this thing goes along with him, you're going to love having him on your team.
I love to hear not just the on-field stuff, but add in the great guy too, great teammate. Like, that's, I want to love these guys, dude. As they're coming down the stretch here, and we're rooting for them to do something. I want some guys that I really like rooting for, and Merrill Kelly sounds like one of them.
And safe to say, not a particularly auspicious start with the Rangers. That last start in particular did not go super well.
I want to see that dude that shut us down in the World Series, you know, that we, like, it was tough to hit off of. I want to see that
was
guy.
That was the lone game they lost, was the Merrill Kelly game, right?
Yeah, that was the one. So that's the guy. That's the guy that I want to see. And hopefully he can give you a lot of innings to protect Jacob DeGrom's arm, because Jacob DeGrom needs a little bit of rest down this stretch. And then we'll see how this bullpen comes together. But we need another good outing from a top-notch starter.
We've had this conversation with Jared time and again over the years. All the games count the same. This feels like a desperately important game to me, especially since you're about to go on the road. You've been significantly better at home than you have on the road this year. You're going to have a day off, and you're facing the prospect, if you lose this game, of having lost 6 of 7, going on the plane and heading out to a damn fine Toronto team. Or you could find a way to spin it if you win this game. Hey, we won the series against Arizona. Don't worry about Philadelphia, and let's see if we can get after it against Toronto.
I think, as Jared kind of pointed out, this might be one of those games that it's important right now. It's important in this moment for sure. It might be forgotten in the season.
For sure.
But in this moment, if you're trying to get yourself back to a place, if you're trying to get yourself on the road to a certain area, you got to win a game like this, man. You got to give yourself confidence and not just one of those, hey, we won by a run. Man, you really do need to start seeing some established consistency throughout your batting order. Bruce Bochy says he likes the way Marcus Semien's been swinging the bat and says that he's really found his timing. Hopefully Marcus Semien can get this team back in order, dude.
Man, you just said something that I was like, I didn't agree with that. But then I looked and I was like, you know what? I changed my mind because of Corey. You just look at their last four wins. Extra innings, one by two, and extra innings.
I wanna thump, dude. I wanna see them thump somebody and go, okay, we're back, baby. Because I don't feel like I've gotten one of those wins this year, Kevin, where I'm just like, man, I felt like we were the best team in baseball in that run right there. I need to see that from them.
And look, for people who keep waiting for the Rangers to do a better job at small ball with this, you go back to what Bochy said yesterday. We just couldn't get that one big hit. They've got to. They're too good not to. So if you're expecting that to be like a philosophical shift at this point in the season, I just don't see any evidence that has led me to believe that that's what's about to happen.
What did he tell us? We want to get back to slugging.
Yes.
And I think that's the mentality that they're going to continue to play with is we want to slug, we want to hit the ball out of the park, and we want to put damage and we want to put fear in pitchers. And small ball is not going to make it. They can manufacture runs.
Look, we're the KNC Masterpiece. Remember to come see us Friday at Taco Bueno in Dallas off of North Central Expressway. We'll be back in the studio tomorrow. And guess what?
What?
We'll get an entire 4 hours.
In your face.
Are we going to be talking about a Rangers win?
Yes.
Okay. I wish that was a little bit more confident, but I'll take it. Tomorrow, KNC back in studio, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.